You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, everyone. This is Andrea Aswahi, reporter and producer of Kind World. And I wanted to share a little bit more of my conversation with Jonathan Monde and Jorge Perez Alvela in this special bonus episode of Kind World. If you haven't listened to our latest episode called The Rhythm Within, go back and check that one out first. That'll tell you how these two bonded through their love of music. Now I'll turn it over to Jonathan and Jorge.
So my name is Jonathan Monde. I am originally from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and I currently work in software sales while running Drums and Wellness on the side.
Jorge Perez Alvela, born and raised in Lima, Peru. Bostonian since 25 years ago. I play the drums, I play the Peruvian cajon, some percussion, I teach drums, and I play the drum set as well, and I compose, and I have a beautiful mentorship program in Brooklyn.
Just a little bit ago, we heard you guys play together. When's the last time that you guys played drums together?
Oh, just 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Well, before that,
over a year.
Yeah, wow.
Over a year.
So how does it feel? How did it feel to play together today?
It's like reuniting with my brother and you know, playing with my brother. It's a very fun, safe, welcoming musical environment, and it's pure music.
Right. It's like a unspoken language that it's like, in many ways, for me at least, it's like I've spent a lot of time playing with Jorge. I feel like I know his language.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sort of like thinking in that way. And it's one of those things that as soon as you start playing, you kind of delve right back into that way of interacting.
Right.
You don't even have to use words to know.
Since the first time we played, there was a connection. And over the, I don't know how many years now that we've been.
Definitely 15, a little bit more than that,
wow.
I would say.
So that relationship, that musical relationship has evolve, and you know, he is a natural. He carries so much music, and real music. What I mean by real music is music that is coming from a deeper place, you know, a natural place, a gift. Is a gift. It's real, and it moves people's hearts, you know. And woo, and I'm moved when I hear him play, you know, and it inspires me. You know,
how does it feel to, you know, to hear something like that, Jonathan?
It's humbling, you know, because I look up to Jorge very much. He spends a lot of time before teaching and after teaching and in between. He is practicing. He's putting in time, and watching him from teaching me to deciding to go back to get his master's and working really hard in that. I mean, this guy is a master musician, and for him to say that to me, that's very humbling, you know, because I'm like, dude, I am not anywhere near your level.
No.
You
no.
know? But, you know, one thing of many that I've learned from Jorge over the years is that where you play music from is really what matters. The question he always asked me that I then asked my students was, where is music? And the idea is that music is found inside of you. Music is in you and everywhere. So essentially what it comes down to is when we get in tune and in touch with our internal rhythm, our internal sense of music, then we can better understand the music of the world around us. And that became something that I used in my educational framework and working with my students. So it definitely means a lot hearing those words, which really emphasizes what I believe in rhythm and in music, that it's in all of us. Even those who say, I have no rhythm. I'm like, no, I beg to differ. You have a lot more rhythm than you think you do.
True. I think we, in our society, Western society, we tend to value music sometimes from a perspective that maybe is not the most accurate. You know, like you give more value a person who has a paper, a degree, a master or PhD. And you, of course, it's good to study, you know, formally. But music, it's natural. So actually the great musicians that we admire and follow and buy their records and CDs and streams, they didn't go to school. And I'm not against the school, don't get me wrong, but I want to emphasize the importance of acknowledging the hard work and the craft of a folkloric musician. A musician who plays from what he has heard from when he was little. And he just has this music, he or she has this music and needs to express it. Jonathan has it. And that's what matters. You know, for me, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, how complex or simple or how many or what this is notes or that notes or this polyrhythm. It doesn't matter. In the end of the day, is what story is he telling? He plays his life through the drums. And so I try to do that as well, you know, come to terms with, okay, this is who I am, and this is what the inspiration is speaking to me right now. And I'm being honest. I'm not trying to filter it. I'm just expressing this. Of course, I dedicate, like Jonathan was saying, I dedicate more than 35 years of my life to study music. And of course, that comes out as well. But I give priority to the spirit of music. And Jonathan had that since the first day I met him, you know. And we as a culture, we need to embrace more those things that are natural, I think.
One of the things that stood out to me was the interest Jorge took in me. And it wasn't like, this kid needs help. Sure, that's important to realize, but it wasn't like, let me try to fix something here. It was more like the same kind of interest that a mentor would take to share values and share ideas, rather than just like, okay, I need to teach you these things and you need to learn them, right?
Because my way is right.
Yeah.
You're learning, you're my student.
It was never like that. It was never like that with Jorge and I, yeah, right? Absolutely. And so it was always an environment of sharing. And honestly, that helped me learn the most.
Yeah, I have to say, I believe in nurturing someone's talent and help with tools. You give the person tools. And what I saw in him, that the immense talent that I found in him, I didn't want to change that because he already had this greatness, I mean, to my ears, you know. I just wanted to help him to develop this craft that he already had.
I'm also curious because when you guys saw each other today, you hugged, you called each other brother. I mean, there's been such an evolution of this relationship, mentorship, friendship, brotherhood. What is that like? Can you reflect on that a little bit?
It's a feeling, you know, it's a feeling of a brother. And of course, I met him when we were fifth grade, so I'm so proud of him, you know.
Yeah.
But I learned a lot from him. It was a gift for me to have him in my life and to share with him, you know, because he's the real deal, you know. And he's one of the beautiful things about life, you know. It puts you together and we both can learn from each other and we can both grow, you know. So it's the teacher student is more like a collaboration in a way, you know. Just happy, you know.
Yeah. I mean, from the get-go, Jorge treated me like family, right? And he took real care and interest in helping me evolve. As somebody who had just come to America, learning how to speak English and learning how to understand the world around me, he already saw something deeper and he was like, okay, let's help bring it out of you, right? Because you can be more. He helped me see that I was more than I allowed myself to be. There were very few people growing up that really had an impact in my life. And going to Jorge's class was always a place where I knew I could decompress. I could just be myself.
What about you, Jorge? How has Jonathan affected your life aside from music? You know, how has he impacted you?
I think for a while I was seeking something in music. I was admiring always drummers like Roy Haynes, like Elvin Jones. And going to school and study, there were still many questions. With Jonathan, it was like having that quality. I feel, since I met him, that he has some of that Elvin energy. I always mention it, which, you know, so for me, it was to have, you know, that experience, you know, to be with someone that authentic, you know, to see the real, basically to see the real deal, and to find also myself in that process. Because I started drums later. I started when I was 16. So it took a long process of this self-discovery and soul-searching to find the holy grail of the, you know, of what is really important to pay attention in the drumming and in the music, you know. And it was such a gift, you know, I will say, you know. And I pick him like, hey, what are you doing there? Can you show me what you're doing
there? Yeah, yeah.
How do you do that? Yeah, so a blessing. And of course, you know, through the years, you know, we develop friendship and we talk about many things and concerns about things in the world and, you know, he's a friend, you know. So a like-minded brother, you know.
Yeah. So. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with a new episode of Kind World on Tuesday. Until then, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at WBUR Kind World. Thanks for listening.